This is GQDN for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Quest Worthy. It's really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's a surprise for all of you Nintendo Switch 2 owners. Battlefield 6 is working on some of the things you wanted to bring up. And of course, there are some things that are leaving the PlayStation Plus. But we begin today with Larian. Via Eurogamer.com, they're using a generative AI that confirms that it was confirmed by the CEO, but they're saying that Divinity will not have anything that is AI generated. And that was the CEO, Sven Behnke, and he has confirmed that the studio's new Divinity game will not include any AI generated stuff. He was talking with Bloomberg, and that was following the announcement of the Divinity game from last week's Game Awards. The studio's next project is now considered hugely successful from Baldur's Gate 3, and the studio is looking towards AI with a follow-up. But the CEO did confirm that it did not improve efficiency. The AI tools were used to explore ideas and expand on the internal presentations and develop the concept art and write the placeholder text. But in Divinity, Behnke said, "Everything is human actors. We're writing everything ourselves," end quote. But Larian is also aiming to cut down on the development time for Divinity to complete the production in less time than Baldur's Gate 3. And AI is one of the tools that they're going to be using. Further quote, "I think a lot of founders have the same problem. I have to be large, otherwise I can't make my own video game. With growth suddenly comes to a whole bunch of responsibilities that you didn't necessarily think you were ever going to have. But you're going to have them, and then you're going to make the best of them. Size exposes you to new problems that you couldn't imagine existed," end quote. So we'll see what happens with Divinity and in the next Baldur's Gate game. The Legend of Zelda, on the other hand, the franchise wants the Monolith Soft to create a unique title for the series. Now, Monolith Soft is known for the technical capabilities in game development. This is writing from Gaming Bolt. Even when it comes to making the large open world games with limited hardware. Now, the studio did work on some other games like Xenoblade Chronicles series of RPGs to Nintendo's flagship titles like Legend of Zelda, Skyward Sword, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom. Now, Nintendo's general manager of the Legend of Zelda series, Daiki Miyamoto, did speak with the Monolith Soft animator and director, Yoshio Fujita, about the two companies working together. And that was on the Nintendo's general manager, that was within the studio's official website, sorry. And they discussed several projects throughout the interview. One of them was most interesting details from Muto, talking about wanting to work with the Monolith Soft and the Zelda series. And he did praise the studio as a stronger partner when it did come to making the games to Zelda franchise, to making a new title with the series, which Miyamoto did say, quote, "Monolith Soft is a strong partner when it comes to developing Zelda games from scratch. And more, I would like to see them taking on a central role production going forward. Let's use the know-how we've developed working together and the strength of whole Monolith's team to create a unique title in the series together. And this is, by all means, would serve the definitive confirmation by the next mainland entry, the Legend of Zelda franchise, will be developed by the Monolith Soft. Nintendo and the developer could be working together on something new for the series in the background." Now, Fujita also talked about the role Monolith Soft had played in development of the Zelda games and how it worked on Skyward Sword, but we won't get into that one. But it does look like Nintendo wanted to work with them to make a kart racer open world and character designs. So that could be happening. The Obscure Expedition 33 had some great sales, too, after they won at the Game Awards. Once again, via Eurogamer, Clair Obscure Expedition 33 sold almost 400,000 copies since they got nominated for many of the Game Awards on the 17th of November. But they had a market analyst, Raya Zellett, that said that Clair Obscure did sell an extra 200,000 copies since the Game Awards last week. Elliot said 76% of those sales were on Steam, with 21% of PlayStation 5, with 3% on Xbox, which is around 52,000 Xbox players. And since Clair Obscur Expedition 33 was on Game Pass. And of course, Eurogamer showing some graphs, which did show where the Game Awards did show up and where the ARC happened, close to 90,000. So the numbers go up for Clair Obscur. But if you play Fallout, GamingBolt.com did say that the Fallout developers are celebrating the 2025 updates in a new post, and they're teasing the next major update. And the Bethesda Game Studio did release a new letter from the director, posting from the year that Fallout 76 and what they've seen this year. And they also post the discussions, the various milestones of Fallout 76. Now in that post, they have the Ghoul Within, which is a new feature. And that'll be the ability for players to transform their characters into the ghouls. And that is thanks to many of the customization options that it offered. But it also gave players new access to the ghoul-centric traits. High radiation resistance to the feral meter for the character's sanity. And the Ghoul Within came close to the Gone Vision update, which, if you remember, that did show up with fishing. And Fallout 76 was wrapped up the release of the Burning Steps update, which went to the Burning Springs, which took players to my state, Ohio, with the addition of the new region of the northwest part of the Appalachian Wasteland. So you got some stuff coming for all you Fallout 76 players. Same thing with Battlefield 6, because the developers are working to address your biggest pains. Via PCGames.com, the developers thank the fans for holding them to account while they work to fix the issues on the Winter Offense update. Now, Winter Offense did introduce some problems, but the Battlefield Studios is working to fix those issues, and they went to social media to thank the fans about that. In fact, that's what Kevin Johnson did say on the Battlefield 6's global community manager on X. Quote, "I want to make it clear, your experience and your feedback matter. All of our Battlefield Studios teams are working to address the issues picked up and ensure your experience is the best it can be. Thank you for being focused. Fixes either here or the way." Now the developers also hear concerns about the vehicles and breakthrough. And according to the article, Battlefield Studios will address player complaints surrounding player count, pacing, objective placements, sector flow, and vehicle spawn issues in the 64 player mode. For the quote, "Your feedback continues to guide the direction of our breakthrough improvements, and we will share more as the future adjustments take shape," end quote. So things are coming, but things are leaving. Yes, 4 PlayStation Plus games will be leaving the service in January. 4 of them, Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, SD Gundam Battles Alliance, Sonora Wild Hearts, Monopoly Plus. All 4 of those games are leaving, and they'll be leaving the service on the 20th of January next year. So in about a month. But that's okay, because you do play games, and it looks like this thing could be compatible with a PC and maybe some consoles. According to GamesRadar.com, this Honeycomb Echo Avation controller is right now at $150, and you could do some flying, because you have quite possible 2 analog sticks, 4 buttons above an analog stick for your thumb, 4 buttons above that to the top of the controller, and 4 levels for your right hand, where you can control your speed and your other aviation things, because this aviation controller is only meant for those in the air, and right now, it's about $150 on flyhoneycomb.com. Now we get to some good stuff. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, if you liked Red Dead Redemption, you might like Westlanders, because this is going to be a solo and co-op survival journey in the Wild Wild West. Yes, there's an announcement trailer. Sorry about that. And there's a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign that is planned for early next year. There is no release date there as yet, but the game is set to release on both Xbox and PC and PlayStation 5 as well. So you might have something to look forward to. There's also a co-op roguelike, Raider of Blackwell. And right now the game is in early access. And the studio was founded by the IO Interactive co-founder, Janos Flosser. They did launch the game into early access on PC. And Raiders of Blackwell is a MOBA-inspired action RPG where you can select your preferred champion and try to craft the test build with a possible 8 different classes over 300 perks, which is about the best you can find. Now, what is the best downloads that we could have? Well, just for the Switch and Switch 2. A-Train All Aboard, Tourism, Nintendo Switch 2 Edition, $67. System Shock, $40. Rogue Prince of Persia, $30. Tomo 2, The Evil Swine Return, $20. Cast and Chill, $15. Now the two upgrades, both Cast and Chill and A-Train All Aboard Tourism and Nintendo Switch 2 Edition are available. The A-Train is $7, Cast and Chill, free. Now there's some other games that are out there too, so you might want to take a look at that if you got a Switch 2. OnEngadget.com did say that Divinity: The Original Sin 2 is free for the old fans. And as a sequel to The Original Sin, that was released back in 2017, but it's now playable on PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch 2, and Xbox X and S. And this role-playing game was developed by Larian Studios, which is the same company that did develop Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah, we talked about them in the other part of the show. Yeah. So they are coming out with Divinity: Original Sin 2 for free. Speaking about free, if you got a Switch 2, you got a surprise. The Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrard demo. I say again, the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrard demo is now live on your Switch 2. So if you play the demo, you'll get some bonus items like Revival Earrings, Survival Set, and they'll be in the full game when it releases on the 22nd of January. Which are hard, I know. But the 22nd of January, that's what it's going to be. And I'm telling you, it is a good game. You should go try it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.